Hi there.
The guy in the lobby told me to come right up. I'm Alex from Angels of Pleasure, the escort agency. This is room 427, right? Yep. Can I come in? Thanks. Why don't you turn around so I can say hello properly? Wow. I think I've got the wrong room. God, I'm so embarrassed. It's you, isn't it? Oh, fuck. I had a funny feeling about tonight. I got my sexiest outfit on, only to find my client is my old neighbour. But hold on. Let me make sure I've got this right. I mean, I might have got the room number wrong, or maybe it's the wrong hotel. Did you order a companion from Angels of Pleasure Escorts? Wow. Okay, look at you. I've never seen you blush like that. You did, didn't you? Fuck. That's hilarious. No, I didn't. Sorry, I didn't mean to make fun of you. It's just such a coincidence. Look, don't worry, I'm not judging you. What's that? No, of course I don't think you're a pervert. I mean, I know from my folks that you're single again. And online dating is such a crapshoot, so, you know, you're a good-looking guy. Besides, I already know what a strong sexual appetite you have. How? How do I know that? Well, oh God, this is a bit embarrassing. Well, while I was growing up, on warm nights, you'd have the windows open in your house, and your bedroom was only a few feet away from our house. So sometimes, when my parents were in bed, I'd sneak downstairs and go out onto the back deck because I knew there was a good chance that you and your wife were having sex. And I loved to listen. It's one of the clearest and sexiest memories of my teenage years. Anyway, it was clear that your wife was, well, very satisfied. I'd hear her sighing and gasping, and then she'd start moaning, and then as things got really hot, you'd groan this deep, guttural sound like it was drawn up from the depths of your soul. And when you came, you let out this roar. So between your wife's whimpers and moans and the roar you made when you came, it was quite the show. Well, that's when I first started masturbating, outside on the back deck, listening to you make love. I'd imagined that it was me you were fucking, me who was crying out in pleasure. And I'd learn how to touch myself by trying out different things. All as you were fucking your wife, completely unaware that I was just a few feet below. So, yeah, in a very important way, you're all bound up in my own sexual awakening. Yeah, without knowing it, you're my sexual teacher. I mean, I learned to make myself squirt listening to you. I experimented with how to put my fingers in myself and how to use my own juice as lube for my clitoris. I even started to mimic the sounds I heard your wife make. And somehow that would make it feel even more like you were actually fucking me. When I closed my eyes and believed in my imagination that you really were fucking me, that would take me over the edge and I would come. A lot. You really helped me learn how to give myself multiple orgasms, to squirt and have a clitoral orgasm within a few minutes of each other. So you can see that without knowing it. You were one of my chief lovers as I came of age. Does that make you feel a little weird? No? You're glad to have been part of it. Oh, that's wonderful. So, this is a situation. You know, whenever I call home or FaceTime with my folks, I usually ask how you're doing. Why? Well, apart from listening to you come so many times, I have fond memories of how you treated me when I was younger. You never really viewed me as a kid, like so many of my parents' friends did. You always talked to me as an equal, as an adult, and I really appreciated that. It made me feel like you took me seriously and you respected me. So I actually felt quite close to you. You must have guessed that I had sort of a teenage crush on you. No? Really? Well, I did. I mean, whenever we'd chat, I could hardly stop blushing and I'd get very flushed because I'd be thinking about the sounds you made in your bedroom and, you know, all without you knowing, I was listening to you and touching myself. So much so that after we'd talked in the street or at a block party, I'd have to go straight home and touch myself and make myself come. It seemed so forbidden, and that made it all the more delicious for a teenage girl. I used to fantasize that one day you would ask me over to chat or to have a drink on your deck, and that things would sort of develop, you know, in a sexual direction. I guess a lot of teenage girls fantasize about that, about having an older guy they trust who would sort of initiate them into sex. I mean, the teenage guys I'd go out with on dates were so immature. You were a teenage boy once, don't you remember how your hormones were raging? Well, all I had to do was touch a boy's penis and he'd come almost immediately. Yeah, all my boyfriends seemed so driven by the need to come that they never thought about my needs. So when I came home from a date, frustrated and disappointed, aroused but unsatisfied, I would masturbate as I pictured you in my mind, undressing me and seducing me slowly and deliberately. Taking your time to please me, to make sure my needs were met. It was delicious. In my imagination, you've licked me down there and then come into me at least 100 times. Oh, God, sorry. This is probably embarrassing for you. I have a tendency to ramble when I'm nervous. Oh, no, please don't say anything to my family. They think I'm paying my tuition by working in the library. But a friend turned me onto this agency and in a few evenings of working, I'll earn enough to pay my tuition for the whole semester. And there's a part of me that likes this work. Is that slutty? I mean, the agency is very selective with screening clients. That's why the donation is so expensive. So I know that the guys I meet in this work will probably be older and more mature, sexually speaking. And there's no strings. The agency is very clear that this is a commercial transaction and I never use my real name. I call myself Alex so I don't get creeps stalking me or showing up at my apartment. And because my clients want very specific things done to them. I've learned a lot of skills and I'm good at this. But this situation, this is a first. Would I like a drink? Sure, that'd be lovely. So what brings you to the West Coast? You're selling your company. Wow, that's great. Oh, and the money you've been offered means you're set for life. That's fantastic. Good for you. So tonight was your celebration, your gift to yourself? Oh, I'm so glad for you. So, is it weird seeing me in this context as Alex? Yeah, I know you asked the agency for a specific body type and disposition. What did your profile say? You wanted a quote-unquote girl-next-door type. One who was quote-unquote affectionately erotic. Those were your words. Am I the kind of girl you expected? I mean, I am quite literally the girl next door, or at least I used to be. Do you think that when you use that phrase that you might subconsciously, of course, been thinking of me? Oh, no, I don't think I've seen you so confused before. No, just relax. I'm not going to bite. Unless, of course, you'd like that. Can I ask you something personal? You don't have to answer if you don't want to. But did you ever masturbate to me? Did you ever think of me when you were stroking yourself? Did you ever have a fantasy that I'd come over to your house and beg you to fuck me? I can tell by your face. You did. Oh my. Look at the secret desires you had. You wanted to fuck me, didn't you? You wanted to taste some young, tight pussy, didn't you? I had no idea you were so depraved, lusting after your neighbour's young, ripe daughter. Well, I guess the question now is, what are we going to do about this situation? I mean, you spent thousands of dollars on my services. After all, I am one of the highest priced girls the service offers. That's money you won't get back. If the girl shows up, there are no refunds. And I did show up. So, what's your pleasure, neighbour? I can be affectionately erotic to you. Isn't that what you asked for? Would you like that, Daddy? Does it turn you on if I call you Daddy? If that ripe young girl from next door who's grown into a sensual, giving young woman wants to be your baby girl, if she wants to sit on your knee and do naughty things to you, come over here. Come on. Sit on the bed next to me. You don't need that tie, do you? Why don't you at least take that off? That's it. Now hand it to me. Wow, that's a beautiful silk tie. Finest Japanese silk. What did it cost? A couple of $100? You know, tonight, I'd like to desecrate that tie. I'd like to rub it over my pussy so that it gets stained with my juices. Or maybe I can tie it around your cock so that when you come, when you pump your thick, creamy seed out, it will flow all over it and you'll never be able to take it to the dry cleaners. Because soon as the staff there see it, they'll know exactly what's made those stains. But you won't care. You'll keep that tie, and on nights when you're bored or lonely, you'll take it out and sniff it. And the mix of smells on it, my juices, my squirts, your cum, they'll bring you right back to this night, right here. And then you won't be able to stop yourself. Your dick will get hard and you'll have to jerk yourself off. You'll be so aroused by the memory of how my cunt smells and how soft and warm it is. So, is there anything special you'd like? I can be anyone you want, you know. You want me to be that girl next door? The one you fantasized about when you were married? Just think how much we could have helped each other back then, if we'd only known. That's right. Of course, you were still in love with your wife. And I was pretty young. No, I can see I was forbidden fruit to you back then. Well, I'm ripe now, almost 30, with my full, wet, moist lips on my mouth and on my pussy. Both sets of lips desperate for a cock between them. Can I put yours there, Daddy? Can I take him out? I think he's ready to play. Here, let's see. Let's just undo these suit pants. Something is definitely lurking in there. Can I reach in? Take hold of him? Oh, wow, that is beautiful. Your cock, it's so perfectly shaped. Not too big. I don't like gobbling on an enormous cucumber. This is just the right size to caress, to care for, to pleasure, very tenderly. Shall I lick you there? Would you like that, Daddy? I'm so glad. I just want to please you. Look at that poor vein going up the side. All your blood flowing to this one part of your body. How about we release some of that stress? Maybe suck something out of you. Decant you like a bottle of wine. So that after you've recovered, you can come inside me. Oh, God. I can't believe this is happening. This is such a fantasy of mine. I feel like I should be paying you. And what about you? When you were fucking your wife and roaring as you came, with that primal animal lust, how many times did you think about me? How often did you think about me? Did you imagine that you were coming in the tight little pussy of the teenager next door? A lot. God. If I'd known that, I would have thrown myself at you. It could have been a real neighborhood scandal. I know that every married man always has fantasies. Well, now you get to act on one of yours. So, how did your wife treat your penis? Did she worship it? Did she spend hours licking it, sucking it, and stroking it? Was she good to you? If it had been me, I'd have sucked you off whenever you asked me to. You'd have been in heaven. So, can I lick it? It just looks so needy, just twitching there, all alone, sticking out of your pants. Did she suck it slowly like this? Were your wife's lips as full as mine? Did she like to blow you? Was it her dream to take just the head in her mouth like this? And then to let her tongue lick the shaft as she was sucking? And how did she treat those balls? Did she give them the attention they deserved? Did she lick them, or suck them, cover them with her saliva? And then did she go lower, south of the border? Did she lick your taint? Did she use her finger to get you even harder, just by sliding it so gently into your ass? No. So that was forbidden territory for her, hey? So how does this feel, Daddy? Don't worry. I won't hurt you. I'll be gentle. Look at your cock stiffen. Kiss me. You know, I put on something special for my client tonight. I thought he might be stimulated by some special underwear. So I wore a white frilly bra and some crotchless panties. I wanted to look like a countess in a French brothel. Virginal, yet decadent. Would you like to see them? Yeah? Hold on then. Let me just get this dress off. Okay. So, what do you think? Am I what you imagined? Am I as you thought about me? As your cock was in your wife's pussy, but you were picturing me squirming beneath you? No? Oh, I'm much more beautiful. Well, you have to say that, of course. But looking at that purple, twitching cock, I believe you. Would you like to taste me? To lick that pussy you imagined so many times? Look, my panties give you direct access. So, why don't you kneel down? Go on. Put your head between my legs and worship me. Oh, fuck, your tongue feels good. That's nice. This is one of the things I thought about the most when I was masturbating on the back deck. Yeah. Listening to you making your wife moan. I imagine that your tongue was probing me and exploring me, lapping and licking me. Oh, God. Yeah, just like that. Oh, babe, I've waited so long for this to happen. I never thought it would. Yes. Open my lips up. It's like opening up the petals of a flower. And then tasting the sweet nectar within. Do I taste good, Daddy? Fuck. I'm soaking. Babe. I don't usually ask clients to do things to me. But would you bring me off? Because I really need to come. God, fuck. Yes, yes, open my legs nice and wide. That feels so fucking good. That's it. Yeah, you let your finger just slide on my clit. Oh, yeah, that's really nice. Oh, baby. I really want to come. Just hold your finger there and let me thrust my cunt onto you. Oh, fuck. Yeah. That's okay. You can go faster. Oh, Daddy. Oh, God. Yes. Don't stop. Oh, fuck. Hold on to me, babe. I'm gonna come. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Don't stop. I'm gonna... Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I never come with a client. It's always about making him come. But fuck, you just helped me realize all my teenage fantasies. That was so sweet. Thank you. That was amazing. But to earn my money properly, I have to get you to come. So, as you were masturbating way back when, having all those dirty thoughts about me, what images were in your head? Was I bent over a chair? Or were you hoisting me up on a table so you could slam into me? Were you on top of me, ramming this thick cock into me, missionary style? None of those. Then what? You were sitting in your favourite chair. Okay. That big comfy one in the living room. Oh, and you imagined yourself there reading while your wife was away on business. And because we had a key to your house, I would unlock your front door and slip quietly into the living room. You'd look up and see me standing there, in that sundress I liked to wear. And somehow we'd both know what was going to happen. You'd know that I had no panties on, and that I'd come to fuck you. Oh, fuck. You're making me wet. I can feel myself getting moist. Go on. You'd put your book to one side and I'd walk across the floor to you. And I'd straddle you, my legs, each side of you. Ooh, fuck, this is hot. And I'd bend my head down to kiss you. As my hands reach down to unbuckle your belt. And all without a word. I'd take out your erect cock and guide it into me. Oh, God, fuck. And as you looked up at me and I looked down at you, I'd slide down that stiff shaft and you would thrust your hips upward and we'd fuck till we were screaming and roaring, completely abandoned to pleasure. Oh, fuck, we'd have to do that, Ryan. I mean, I would love to help you live out that fantasy. So why don't you sit in that lounge chair? That's it, yeah. Just let me straddle you. That's nice. Ooh, that cock is so rigid. You poor man. You must be dying for a release. Here, let me slip that tie in. Fuck. That feels good. No. Don't go deep. Not yet. I just want to savor your head just squeezing into me. Oh, God, you feel so hard. It's been a while since you've been in a woman, hasn't it, babe? Yeah, well, don't worry. Your baby girl and her sweet, sweet cunt. We're going to take good care of you. Okay, all right. Now ease yourself in. Oh, fuck. I'm so wet. You feel so good inside me. Fuck, it feels like you're still growing. Ooh, that's nice. Do you like how I clamp you with my muscles? Yeah. I love to squeeze a man's hard cock. It's one of the tricks I've learned that I know a lot of my older clients like. I love having sex with older clients. They don't come so quickly. And when they last, I get more out of it. So, let me just move myself up and down on you. Fuck, look at my cunt lips sliding up and down your shaft. This is so fucking sexy. This is unreal. I can't believe we're actually doing this. Yes, babe. Thrust yourself upwards. Oh, God, that's so deep. Fuck. I never come when a client fucks me, but you feel so fucking good. Oh, God. So deep, so deep. Yes. Shit, I'm gonna come. Yeah, make me come. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. God. Yeah. Holy shit. Oh my God. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Oh God. It was like all my teenage orgasms on the back deck rolled into one giant climax. God, that was amazing. Wow. Did you come yet? No? Why not? You wanted to see me abandoned to pleasure. All because of you. Well, I guess you got what you wanted. So, is there anything we can do for you? My pussy, my mouth, and I... What's the dirtiest fantasy you ever had about me? Do you want to fuck my ass? Well, I usually charge an extra $1,000 for that. But it's free for you tonight. Oh, Oh, no. What then? You can tell me. No. Oh, you want me to guess? Let me think. What would you have liked to happen all those years ago when you were fucking your wife silly but harbouring all those dirty thoughts about the teenage neighbour next door? Could it be you want me to jerk you off? Could that be it? I've got it, haven't I? You want me to give you a handjob? I can tell by your face. Oh, just like I did with all those horny teenage boyfriends. Wow, well, I gotta say, that's a first. Oh, but you want me to kiss you and talk to you while I do it? Of course, yeah, I'd love to do that for you. Gosh, I would have given anything back in the day to do this to you. I would have even crept into your bedroom while your wife was asleep next to you, reached under the covers and kissed you till you woke up, and then stroked you till you came. I would have given anything to do that for you. Okay, well, let's see that bad boy. Oh, wow. Look at him, covered in all my juices and my cream. You're so sticky with me. Fuck, that's so sexy. Kiss me. Let me stroke you. Does that feel good? Fuck. You're so slippery from me. I'm so glad I can do this for you. You want me to call you daddy? Sure. Does this feel good, daddy? Do you like it? Yeah? How about I just circle the head, just tease that lovely rim. Listen to you, Bart. Can I bring you off, Daddy? What's that? Your balls? Yeah, sure. I can squeeze them. Oh, God, they're so full. Poor Daddy. Have you been saving all your cum for your baby girl? Oh, babe, they're stretched so tightly. Do they hurt, Daddy? Well, how about we empty them? Would that be good? I know you won't be able to resist this trifecta. My mouth kissing you. My fingers pumping you just like this. Yeah, my hand caressing and fondling those swollen balls. Please, Daddy, will you come for me? I want to see your cream come spurting out. I want to see it running down my hands. Here, let me put your tie around the shaft. Yeah. Does the silk feel good? Yeah, it does. You like that, don't you? Yeah, rubbing against your skin. Yeah, there we go. It's tied on. Yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, there it is. Come on, Daddy. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Come on. Come on, Daddy. There you go. That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, oh, it's coming. Oh, Daddy, please come. Yeah, that's it. Let it all out. You pump it and empty those balls all over my hand. All over your tie. Good boy. Good boy. Yeah. Wow. That was quite the load. I have to say, you lasted a lot longer than any boy I've ever ever jerked off. Well, how about we order room service and get something to eat? And then, I don't have any more appointments, so I can stay all night. And after we've eaten, I want you to come into me again. But this time, you're going to ride me until I beg for your cum. And you're going to fuck my cunt till it's sore, and I see your cum dribbling out of it. I can't wait. I'm so glad we could do this.